Where I continue our Shorim on Nikud Zekesiv on Kaddish, we are on page 232 in Kavanas Omen. In the PDF, what page is that?
79.
79 in the PDF. So let's start now the Kavanas Omen, something that's not related to what we previously learned. So the Nikud Zekesiv says as follows. Hine, Zachinu Livar Adata et Kavanas Kaddish Biprotius. So we're going to learn the whole Indian, very interesting Indian, of what are the kavanas when a person says amen in different circumstances. Kavanas gimel chibura havai ve'adu she'esh lachaven Be'tevas Amen. Comes about Rabbi Shakavanas. The Rabbi is always mentioned of the Ariza. Shakavanas dush Kavanas Amen. And daf mem Aleph Amud Beis. And he says as follows: Kavanas Amen she'oynim akahal achachatim es kol brocha bifnei Hashalach tzivu.
Mipiyashat.
So this is the Kavana that the kahal answers Mipiyashas. Kavanas Levaya Madua Kosov as Kavanas Avon and Bisha Kavanas Ache Kavanas Lachash Vechazar de Amida, who Kede Levaya Agav Kavanas Amida de Lachash Vechazar, as Kavanas Avonish Oni Makal Ache Bikas Ashatz Vechazar Zamida, Vechainet Kavanas Avon the Brochas with the Kaddishim. Gamke. Da, says the Ariza. Yesh Madregos Banias Amen. Im amen shebikas mitzvos ve'anenim. Im amen shebikas amida v'tfila. Im amen shel kaddishim. V'bitchil nivara imyan klal lekulam, kol lekulam. V'afka nivara v'chilukim shebeneyem. V'zu kavash duhi kavana akoleles lekulam. So there's a tzad shah, even though they're different, though. The kavanas are different from answering amen for a simple, for a bracha, or answering amen for Shalek Tzibo, or for Kaddishim, the Amens were a Kaddishim. But there are things which are uncommon, which he explains now. Nevar Rav, Shesh Gimel, meaning Amen Be'iluhem. These are three different types of Amen. Amen B'chazaz Shatz Ka'amu, Amen the base, Amen Bikas Mitzvah the Nenim, Ubechlal Zeh Oinim Amen Achim Bikas Atzmo. Genitzu b'shulchan ol simin reish tesva b'sif alev, ra b'sidu ha-yorem, u'b'tzeve kodoshim tzim chzkoen, sh'u b'tfilas shachis amen de'ache ishtabach, there's an amen found after ishtabach, ache halel, or b'tfilas arviz ache hashkivenu, or b'rkas amozun, b'rkas bonia yushalayim, sh'u siyem b'rkas dorayim, se kenitzkar b'shulchan ol. Okay, that's all a second type of amen.
What you want? No. After Halal Ishtabach, Sfarim say Amen?
No, we don't say Amen, no. No, but there's an Amen there. If there's an Amen there, there are Kavanas. Okay? Right. Now, the third parsha of Amen is Amen the Kaddishim. Fine.
These are all the same.
These are three different types of
Amen. No, but the Amen and Kaddishim are all the same Quran.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. There's a chiluk between the different bits.
Well, there's a chiluk between the kahal sing amen and the shal and the Baal Kaddish.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's
that.
Ah, okay.
Right, he says amen. He has a particular kavana, and when we say amen, we're answering to him. We have a different kavana.
No, I was more interested by the fact that it's based on kash rabbanon. That hasafa should have that. They should be having the same kavana as on the amen of Yishmaru or something.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. They're all different, but they have common things together. Now this is the lotion of the Arizal in Shah Kavos. No da mashit sarik lechavit betevas amen. We are combining, we're making a zivug between Zav and Nukva, which is represented by Havaya, which is Zav, and Adnus, which is Nukva. You make a shiluf between them. Yud, Aleph, K, Dalet, Vav, Nun, K, Yud, that's a shiluf, which is Gematria 91, which is the Gematria of Amen. Isn't that nice? So you're making a zivug between Zav and Nukva, which is Gufa, the Gematria of Amen, which is 91. Omnam b'milas amen yesh gimel oisius as well. Besides that little kavana of making the zivug, there's also three oisius aleph mem nun. Tzarich raven a kavana niska b'gimel gimel pami b'gimel oisius amen. V'lechein tzarich lehodiacha b'tchila hechan rumozim elu a gimel oisius amen. Okay, so there are three letters, Aleph, Mem, Nun. Each one you're going to make a zivug, Zavinukva, Zavinukva, Zavinukva. Tremendously powerful. Come on, it's just there. So with this we're going to understand Azor. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Elef Amika Debira, the Kol Brachan, Matman, Mitaman, Nafke v'navin o mishtakechin. Mem pesucha nahara de nagid v'nafik v'ikre mem v'hu raze de teninan mem pesucha mem stuma kemad o mikma lemarbe hamishva. Nun pshuta klula de tchein nunin nun kfufa klula de ois vav klala de nun kufufa, begamken kala ikre nun vav nun. So there's two ways you can look at it. Betchila tzar levar mitzius amarka levar loshen amamaze. So that's the mama. We're not going to translate. He's going to do that for us. Veda ki ois alef shel amen. So let's start with the first letter. Romezes b'tiferes de za shu gufa dilei. The Aleph represents the goof of Za, which is his chest. Ois Mem of the Amen, Romezes b'yisoid de Za, and Ois Nun Pshuta, Romezes b'mokum achalal sheven tchei yirechim, Netzach en ho de Za b'mokum shemistam yisod misham v'lemata kinod. So the Aleph represents the Tiferes de Za. The men represents the Yisodeza, and the Nun represents the Avir between the two legs, between Netzach and Hod. Ki en Netzach Hod mispashtim le'ol kon yoytze mishiu over ha'yisoy, right? The Netzach Hod go longer than Yisoy. V'sham be'oys ha'chala she'ben Netzach Hod hu ki'ein tzuras Nun pshuta. So there you find like a Nun. V'nimtza ki gimol oysus amin kula em mekavim tzoydeza. That's the tzad shavim between all this. Is that we're always looking at the middle spheres of Zah. Tiferes, Yisod, and between Nukva and Netzach and Hod. Hitchalasa mit Tiferes, we start from the Tiferes, v'nemata. V'inenu, ki inen omenu, chibo Zah v'nukva, havayim v'adus ba'olam, she'oilim v'gematria omen, k'nishki v'er, v'chibo ze, einu maschil elo min ha'tiferes Zah v'nemata, ki metchila zapartu v'achel, hu, so why do we start the Kavana by the Tiferes of Zah? Because Rachel is behind, stands by the Tiferes of Zah. And obviously the idea here is to make a zivug between Zah and Nukva. V'ayidate mashkot v'tikunim al v'kanafei al v'kanafeyem chudois ki zun zun em mitzparadim zemez v'bichin zroas shel chesed v'gvura. ובבחינס רגליים שהן נצחות. כי כול המקרא בבחינס כנפיים. והטעם שהוא, והטעם הוא כי ליועס זע גודל, גודל וגבוה בקומוסו, יועס במה, יועס ממנה. So we know that זע is higher than נוקווה. אין זרוע שהם חברים יחד, ואין שוקיהם כי שור כל כמוסו הוא מן החזה שלו ולמטה. So they're not really, Zaz above here, Nukva's here, so obviously the arms are not lining up and the legs are not lining up. לכן כנפיהם פחות, that's why we say the arms are separate, ואינו מחובורס יחד, אלא כבן צוי לבד. ושם מתחברים יחד וסוד, הוויה אדנוס שהוא, Gimel gematre amen shu gimel mekoymes kavim tzoyer kniska v'lo b'mokum acher. Okay, so again, he's just answering that piece. Why is it that we're only looking in the kavanos of amen only in the middle line? Because the middle line represents tiferes yisod and what's underneath between the air between the tzachot. That is the only thing that really zav and nukva have in common. because their hands are separate, because his hands are higher than her hands, and her legs are not mechavin to his leg, because they're a different position. Only the middle calf, the back, is stuck together. That's why we concentrate on the zivug and the calf. I'm sorry. Now, on the next page, in 233, Shiteus omen oil the gematzet sadi alav kaminyan havai adus b'shiluv v'yesh lecham b'shiluv zeba havai adus gimel pamim. Excuse me. Bekol ois megimel ois del amen remez nechibo za imluk va'omedes ba'ach chorav ki me'achaz v'lemat v'kav nitzay shel hem megimel makoyim as tifer as dezal which is that his tifer as is kenege the kesed the nukva. The second zivug is going to be the yesod zav, which is kenege her das the nukva, and the third zivug is going to be or the connection between the mokum chalav shebet netzahod zav to the goof the nukva. The tamach chiburosam bekavim tzav davke kia kavim tzav nuchubali gamre. Mashen ken kav yamin the small nifrodim zimze ben zav the nukva. Okay, we saw that in the Zohar. Now let's move on over here. Now we're going to look at the lowest part of the zivug, or the connection between zav and nukva over here. V'nevai ata inan hitchabram yachad gimel oises elu shel amen kine ois alef hu tifas zah shesham hitchabrim zun yichud rishon ki mitzad panim hu b'chines tifas el zah. So, again, the tiferes of Zah is going to be connected to the keser of Nukva. That's the first point of contact. And that's Merum is in the letter Aleph. Now, the letter Mem of Amen is Merum is Ois Mem or B'Yisod is Yichud Yichud Sheni. Ki Mitzad Upon Hu B'Chinas Yichud Yisod El Zah. So that's another yichud. And finally, the final yichud between the nun is the letter nun of the word amen. The nun, he says over here, he's adding us a bit more information.
The nun pshuta, yeah?
Yeah, the nun pshuta, which is represented by that area between the two legs, right? That's the form of a nun, a straight line. And he explains them as a connection with the three gilgulim of Shet, Hever, v'Moshe, which we call gilgulim Moshe, because the Rosh HaTevus is Moshe, and Shin is Shet, and He is Hever. It's called gilgulim Moshe. Be'pash shoftim v'sha'a mitzvahs, or v'mitzvahs lo yabel lo nashim, איך מפי יסוד זה נמשך ויסוד ויוצא משם הספשטוס ההבל אחד ואור גודל יוצא משם ונמשך מספשת בין רגליים. Okay. Alright, he doesn't go into the details of it, which we know because we know that Moshe comes from Yesod, Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Yesod the Abba, which goes into Yesod the Zah, and that's Mispashet the Hevel, which is Hevel, and Shet also comes out from that. Okay, it's not for now.
What's that got to do with Amen then?
Excuse me?
What's that got to do with Amen?
Because we're talking about the Nun. The Nun is between Netzach and Od, which where is the Yesod. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu comes from. It comes from the Yesod. That's the hand that comes out, so on and so forth. The Iko all Zehu Yotzmi Pi Yesod the Abba, as I just mentioned to you, Moshe Rabbeinu comes from the Yesod the Abba. Haganos Vuluvash Betok Yesod the Zah, which is Mamish Mechuvan within the Yesod the Zah. Kenoda, Ven Giro Gomul Api Yesod the Abba, Ela Sham Bilva. Vaf Vishigamken Yotze Derech Sham Haor Gedoyle Min Azah Atzmo. Even though it's not only the Ha'ol of the Yesod, the Abba, which is coming, it's all the Ha'ol of the Yesod, the Zav. Im kol ze ika Ha'ol asher sham hu mitzad Yesod Abba, asher ein lo giloi acher elo zebelva. Zebelva. Really, be'etzem, the ika Ha'ol that comes up from the P Yesod is actually the ika of the Ha'ol of Abba, which is no gear for the Gilgulit Moshe. So they split into two, which actually makes four. Arishon hu ahevel hayotz miyisod ha'abba v'nichlok l'shtei chalokim. Arishon hu l'tzorch Yaakov. Kine kesed Yaakov hu b'tifer zezah. So he's So now the heaven which is coming out is going to create now, coming out from the Yisod, imagine that in front of the Pi Yisod comes out to the right, or in front of Zah, and that will create now the Kes of Yaakov. Yaakov is a Patsuf which is further off in front of Zah. Again, the Yisod coming out, the Asad HaOgah coming out, the Yisod the Abba, Yisod the Zah, and that's going to create the Keser of Yaakov, which is connected to Tiferes. That's more or less the end of the Tiferes, where the Yesod is. The Das Yaakov, where Yesod is out, comes up, it's going to be Mechuv and connected to Yesod. The Shai Spashtu Tzkuv of the Yaakov. The Tiferes Shelo, Eilo Achiza, Smicha connected to Zah, because the lower part of Yaakov won't have any connection, per se, with the Guf de Zah. It came hecha neechaz v'nase. So how is the goof, the Yaakov, going to be built? Aval inenu ki hine zeh hevel o yotzim yisod de abba del pi yisod zah umispashe beyoshe beemsa ben shtei tchei rechim delay misham boletes v'not tzetzes ha'ora ha'i. It's at the point of zah shanase goof the Yaakov. So the hevel which is coming out from the yisod, which is hanging around that area between the two legs of Zah, that's going to be responsible for building of the Guf, the Yaakov. Omnam ha'olah ha'hevel atzmo ha'shasham be'emtza ben trei yerechim de Zahu b'chinas ha'hevel ben Adam Rishon. So that's really going to be the Hevel, the son of Adam Rishon. That's going to be Shosh, Mokom, and Neshama, where Hevel actually came from. Shul Gilgul Rishon shel Moshe. Right? First you had Hevel, and then you had Shet, and then you have finally the Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'od yesh hevel echad ayotim yisod ima. Gam kem, you have yisod the abba, you have yisod the ima, and yisod is all in the same place. Gam b'chid is mechug, and what's coming out from yisod ima is chug, asher ba b'der pi yisod is zah, which is coming out through the pi yisod is zah. Ve'yotze sham lechut, yisod hevel, excuse me, Ben Tchei Yerachim, it's also coming that empty area between the two legs. Gam Zeh Nichlak L'Shtei Cholokim, so we saw that Abba split into two, now we see Ima split into two. Hevel Atzmo Sheben Shtei Yerachim Ho Bechins Kayim Ben Adam Rishon. We saw Gimel Gilgule Shem Kayim Yisro Mitzri K'muvo Atzleinu. Another three Gilgulim came out from that, from Yisro the Ima, was Kayim Yisro and the Mitzri. So whatever is coming to the front side, we said it's build out Yaakov. Whatever the oras, the oras coming from Ima now are going to the back side of that, that's going to build up Rochel. Asher gam ze elas smach va'achiz keneged b'zah ela behevel hazeh. That's your connection with zah is the shefu which is coming out ben raglayim zah. Aval zroot raglayim Yaakov v'rachel yesh lehem smach va'achiz ben netzar anhod shehem aruchim aval yesod zah karim tzoy shu katzah enam achiz bo ela be'elo ha'oretz ha'evolim aniska v'zoch hakdam azu shetegda meheich ha'naseh Binyan Guf de Yaakov or Binyan Guf de Rachel. Okay, so we explain that the Guf of Yaakov is going to be formed by the Hevel, which is produced between the two legs of Zah, and which is coming, the source coming from Abba, and the Hevel again between the two legs of Zah, the Hevel which is Miyuchad from Ima is going to produce now the Guf of Rachel.
So Kain Yisro Mitzvot and the Mitzvot also doing that.
Yes, that's also part of the Shosh and Shabbat is from there. That's the top, yeah. No, the Shosh, it's coming from the Hevel of Ima. The Hevel of Ima is coming, and let's imagine this cloud, Kviyocha, with Avi Magashim, between the two legs of Zah and Lukva. Zah, Netzan Hoyd of Zah, okay? So you have a puff of smoke there, okay? Coming from Ima through Zah, between the legs of Zah. That is responsible for two things, like you said right now, very nicely. Gimel Gilgule, Kayim, Yisro, and the Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. the Shosh Neshama. That's one issue. Now another issue is, well, what does it create? It's going to go to the backside of Zag, going to create the body of Lacha. Okay?
So what's kind of the Sitra creating?
Excuse me?
So what's kind
of... The Shosh Neshama of Kain Yitro and Mitzvah.
But that's a Tetzor.
Yeah, Now Zola in Rishon. Let's go back to, we're really off track here, let's go back to our Inan of Omen and Kaddish. Now Zola in Rishon says Arizal, Ki Hari Biano li Inan Nun, Shel Omen Echi Romezes Bezea Hevel Yotzim Yisodeza Atzmo Nika Havai Nitzat Ponim, Vekenegdo Meacho Nase Guf Nukva Nika Ades. Harze Yichud Shlishi. This is the last of the three Yehudim. This is the connection, as we just saw, that the Yisod of Ima goes into Yisod of Zayin and create this Ha'orah, which is going to connect Zav and Nukva together in that particular level. V'zitam sh'amanu le'er sh'tzorech l'cham l'chibu ha'vayim adnus bo'is alef shel amen bo'is mem v'chein bo'is nun pshuta. So the kid said, he went really into depth over here into the third and final zivug of Omen, of the Nun, that was supposed to be Chavim. Hainu, and he explains the Kuzakets of Hainu, Sha'orazu, Nimsheches B'chalal Sheben. You know, we're going to skip all this because I just explained to you in my own words, which is just a repetition of what he's going to say now. So let's now turn the page over to 234. Melamneinu Rav Od, Shelo Rak Rechibu, Ashlishi Nasi B'Kor Aro, Yisod Ima Ela. Kol gimel chibur aniske nasi bekocham. Now let's continue. B'zeis ba'alecha mama beparshas vayelech. Rabbi Shimon Omen. We're back to a different mukor on the Zohar. Parshas vayelech. Rabbi Shimon Omen. Elef amika debira. Pirush. Kol hine. Pirush. Ki hine hodeaticha. I already explained to you. Ki amikta debira, what is that amikta debira, the depth of the bowl? That's the pi yisod de ima, ilo. Sheniftach b'mokum achazed leza, v'chein ois alef hi, sham kenegen alef de eke, shuhu ol ayotze min abina anika eke, mi pi yisod shela toch achazed leza. So very nice, I think what he's trying to do is connecting the actual letters to what we're learning. We're saying that Aleph is a zivug between Tiferes and the Kesev and Nukva. So, but what does the Aleph really have connection with the zivug and Zav and Nukva? So to explain, because we just learned that what's created over here, what's creating the Nukva is really Be'etzem the Ha'ora of Ima. And the Ima is represented by Eke. So really the Aleph of the Eke is representing this as a remez for the Aleph of Omen. Okay, so that's the Aleph. The Aleph represents the you have to know really the kavanas of Sefiras Omer, how we understand have lost dam. Those who have learned the kavanas of Rishash of Sefiras Omer, how we have that lost dam that by the Shema, the middle letter Vav Aleph Vav, really can spell without the Aleph, but the Aleph represents the Eke, which is the dam, which is Muvla in dam. Now, which is Mamash Bekitzer. Now the Mem, that all has to do with the Aleph of the Omer. Now the Mem of the Omer. Mem psucha nika nahara de nagid venafik, which is coming in, the river which is coming in. Zu yisod za shehu psuch v'kenek d'machu avod das denukva chele nika mem stuma besod das astuma asosum anikra mem stuma. So we know that Nashim and Datim Kala, she doesn't really have a Das, the Rochel, and therefore that's called a Das Stuma, which is represented by the Mem Stuma. That's why that is a Remes to the letter Mem. Now the Nun, what's the connection between Netzach and Hoy? Nun Pshu, the Kefufa, who be'ois ha'chala, she'ben sh'tei yerchim k'niske le'er, and Nun Pshu, t'arei, k'neged shu'o poshut, v'yoshe, mispashe be'emsa, k'neged l'achu'cha, v'tifer zenukva, excuse me, v'ne'atzal mimena k'nizkal'el. V'ru nika nun k'fufa shul tiferes de nukva. So the nun, as we said, why nun dafka? What's have to do with the zivug zava nukva? Because that area is representing, it looks like a nun. It looks like the nun. Now the inner kavanas amen. Now let's get more the ma'aser in the arizah how to mechaber. Ki ine misbar bekavanoso echi lohorid or elyon mina ima. So what are we doing eventually? By saying amen, we're drawing down the oils from ima mina ima ilo el zoom, bring it to zoom. But oisa gimel mekoy mesh mischaber niyachas. We said by the tiferes, by yisod, and by the avir shben netzach hor. Because they bekavanas amen the shah bochas. This is what we do generally. This is the tzad shavim between all of them. But kavanas amen, the chazal zamid the shatz by chazal shatz is something different, a little bit different. Enokach lefish she as kva chozu ponim ponim, because already by chazal shatz, already by the first brocha in Shmona Es, already they're ponim ponim after Be'ava, after Nesira. Ein sham bechiburim aniskel el bechibur ach ba'ach. It's not again. We pass the ach ba'ach, especially by chazal shatz by chokhmah. So all that we're going to be doing, ponim beponim. That's a big cloud in the Ariza, that anytime there's kedusha there, even though it's left, the roshim is always there. And silik moichim le'oilam, ve'enu zaza misham le'oilam, ve'nimtza she'afaki, she'af v'bishu ata ponim beponim, anu omrim omen lahashir oiser gimel rishumim, arishoyim she'nishdrashimu be'yosim ach ba'ach, v'sham hi kavanas omen. So that's the kavanas omen. He summarizes over here behind you. She saw the imam inside the chazetza. The saw the imam go as far as the chazetza as we know. Because Aaron is special in math and asking Gimel Chiburim, Omrim Le'el, Zon Tiferes, Yisod Chalal Shemen Netzach Hod. Those are the three different makomis where we have a kesher between Zav and Nukva. Omnam Gimel Chiburim Elohem Kasher Zon Hu Hem Ach Ba'ach. Remember, all everything we're doing is because we know Rachel is Ach Ba'ach. But we're going to have a problem in the Chazal Sashas because their issues already beponim beponim. Vanukme Ba'achoy Zah. So even though in Chazal Shas she's ponim beponim, we're going to imagine as if the same mekoymes are applicable, because ain't silik moichim loyelam, the rishimo are still there. Okay, gemaltik. So
what's the actual kavon you just have?
The kavon we're going to have is that we want to bring together zav and nukva together.
That's a kavon.
That's it. That's a kavon. And why do we want that? Because we want shefa. We want shefa. And the only way ain shefa ella ali deziva. We can't be mavir shefa, as Ariza tells us many times. You cannot send things forward in the olam zavuchnes. Things don't move. Okay. The only way you can move things is through what's called a process called zivug. Okay. And who's going to move it? Us. Through all Torah mitzvahs and by various giluim that we have now, for example, this word omen, this is going to allow us to do a zivug on three different parts of zav and nukva, the higher parts by the tiferes and the yisod, the zav, and the lower on, a complete zivug, and therefore making them come together. They make a zivug, and a vlad is created. That means the shefa will come to Klal Yisrael through them. That's how innocent the word amen is, but very powerful in the mitzad acher. Okay, so we're going to stop it here, because then next thing we do is mamash halacha lemaisa in the Sidra Shash, how he understands all that we've said today and summarizes it. Okay.